House in the Morning, Y94, Relationship Ref. You know, sometimes you find yourself in a bit of a battle with your significant other, and you're not making any headway. Nobody can see the other's point of view. Wouldn't it be nice if people with completely no bias could just step in and help you figure that thing out? That's where Relationship Ref comes in, as the Playhouse family. In this instance, we're either going to be on Team Jen or Team Shane. Now, last minute, Shane decided he didn't actually want to come on the show today to share his side. So, Jen, that maybe it potentially gives you a bit of a disadvantage, because we're only going to hear your side of it, but we'll have to just go ahead and assume where he's coming from on this one. So, Relationship Ref, Jen, what is it you guys are fighting about? Why do we want to be Team Jen today? Why might we want to be Team Shane? Hello?
Hey. So I've been with my fiancé for 4 years, and actually, he proposed last week, so I'm really excited about it. We're definitely getting married. But after he proposed, I told him that I really want to be a born-again virgin and not have sex until our wedding night.
So you wouldn't do that again until you're married, but you have before?
Yeah, and we've had plenty of over the last 4 years, absolutely. But I think it would be really special and really romantic. We're getting married summer. So he's like, no way, that's crazy. But I don't know. I really want to do it. I think it's really romantic.
Just to clarify, when you say summer, you mean like sometime between June and August of this year?
Yeah.
So 5 to 7 months of abstinence, basically.
Can you think about how great it's going to be on our wedding night, then?
You can see why I'd be taken off guard, though, if this is something that you guys were already doing.
I do. I completely understand. But, you know, I feel like getting married is a big deal, you know? And I think that this is also a really good way to make sure you really want to do it.
So when it boils down to it, you want to know if people think it's a good idea, I assume?
Yeah. Are you with me, and is it romantic, or are you with him, and it's crazy? There's no way.
All right. Team Jen or Team Shane? Jamie.
I'm going to go Team Shane. I don't know. I can't really see where you're coming from. I get that there is like some sort of romance and like holding off for so long, but you guys have already done the deed, and you've done the deed a lot of times.
I'm in a lot of places,
yeah,
a lot of directions.
I'm assuming that maybe you could, instead of just saying, you know what, let's hold off and not do anything for this amount of time, why not on your wedding night plan to do something that you both haven't done before?
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, that's
like
not a bad option.
You know what? We've never done this in our physical relationship. Let's try it. How about that? And then that could be like the romance and the build up to that.
I would say I'm Team Shane. I respect her choice of wanting to do this. I don't understand it, though, because you have already done it. I like Jamie's idea of trying something new. But what if instead of 5 months of not doing it, you are just for the week of the wedding?
There you go. Yeah.
Shorten the amount of time.
The night before you don't see each other.
Yeah, I'm also Team Shane because, you know, I'm a man. It's dumb. I'm sorry. I think that's a really bad idea.
It's not making anything romantic. I don't get that side of it. I thought maybe she was doing it like maybe religious reasons or something of the,
or maybe like the anticipation of the holdout. I don't know.
Well, you can hold out for a week. 5 months is a long time, and you've already been doing it. That's not fair to him. And I bet she would cave in after 5 months, too.
Well, very real chance that maybe we just didn't get it. So if you are Team Jen, she could really use you right now. 237, it's text 35270. Or are you Team Shane? Relationship Ref on the show.
The Playhouse in the Morning.
Let's go.
Woo! It's wild. It gets me up and popping.
Y94.
Here we go. It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, in the middle of Relationship Ref. So Jen described to us her side of things, and we also had to just kind of guess what her fiance's version is, though it was fairly easy to extrapolate that, to be honest with you. So her side in relationship rep after, I think it was 4 years of being together and being intimate in all the ways that you might expect to be intimate after a four-year relationship and have been for 4 years. You know, he's proposed and they're getting married at some point this summer. They don't have a specific date yet, but she said summer. So let's say sometime between June and August, somewhere in there. And she would like to go ahead and hold the horses on the intimate part of their relationship till their wedding night. And he's like, well, that's ridiculous. We've been doing that for several years now. Why would we stop? And she's like, well, it'll just make it all the better. Are you Team Shane or Team Jen in this one? Hello.
I gotta go Team, what is his name, the guy?
Shane.
I'm Team Shane all the way.
So you just don't see the point in it, or what?
Well, the whole born again version thing, I mean, the theory of it's great. But the way that it works is you're the born again virgin before you meet him. Then when you meet him, you explain to him, hey, guess what? I'm celibate until I get married.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Team Jen or Team Shane?
So I'm more Team Jen, but just from like a perspective for it is that when my significant other and I were separated, before we were married, we were deployed. And I will say the distance and the time made the first whoopee session after getting back together amazing. And I could see where the romance would come in and her wanting to wait. So I'm not sure if I'm Team Jen or Team Shane, but it's just in perspective where she's coming from maybe.
So some of it is, I mean, the anticipation, while he might be a little frustrated that they've been doing this, it will make it all the better come 5-6 months from now.
Oh, yeah. It's when you anticipate something like that, even after you've already had it and you wait, and it almost gives you you get to plan it out and get to build it up to something even more special. Because after 4 years, you know, it may be kind of the same, so.
There we go. So kind of a part vote, part perspective. Who is looking like they're dominating in the text, Shane or Jen?
Ooh, landslide for Shane. Somebody said, Team Shane, maybe compromise and do it about a week or month before the wedding. Somebody else said, I feel like they're both going to be crabby on their wedding day if they wait. Someone else said, Team Shane, she's being weird about it because they've already been intimate together. Somebody else made a good point. Shane, I was so wiped out and maybe a bit intoxicated, and we did not even do the deed on our wedding night. I would laugh if they waited 5 months and then didn't even get to do the romantic night that she had wanted and envisioned. That's true. Like, your wedding day is, for most, kind of a party. Somebody else said, Team Shane, do not do that. My husband and I did that because our pastor required it, and our wedding night was not romantic. It almost psyched me out because what was forbidden took so long, and all of a sudden it was just okay. Somebody else said, you've already done the deed, Team Shane.
So he definitely, I mean, if we're looking for the masses, I guess for you, Jen, just so you know what the completely not in your relationship unbiased opinion is, your fiance definitely has a little bit more people siding with him, and that's always impressive, especially when usually in relationship ref, we have both couples on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People didn't even hear from Shane and they agree with him.
Yeah, it's definitely getting a lot of love. Somebody did say like that they understand where she's coming from because they've already done it and the wedding is supposed to be for both of them. And if she really wants it, that they could wait. But we really got maybe like just 2 or 3 texts when most were all Team Shane.
Yeah, you got to do something that works for both of you. And I kind of liked, I think it was you, Amy, that kind of had a compromise of maybe a week or two before the wedding, you guys kind of slow your roll a little bit and don't do that stuff. So you're still kind of both getting what you want, but you know, it's 2 weeks or a week as opposed to 5-6 months.
Yeah, that's way too long.
Otherwise, you say, we're like, let's not get do it until summer and let's not get married till summer. He's gonna be like, so what's day one of summer?
Yeah.
You're gonna have the earliest summer wedding potential.
He probably would be like, all right, June 1st.
How about
we're doing
spring?
It.
Let's do spring. Or, you know what? A Valentine's Day wedding. We can get that turned around real quick, couldn't we? We'd be fine. Almost possible question of the day. On the way, also, there's certain dog breeds. If you put them in your profile picture on online dating, people are more likely to respond to you and send you messages if you have these dog breeds. All that in the next 15. Here's Mood 24K Golden. Why you always in a mood?